Boris Johnson has called for a snap election, but it's failed in the House of Commons. It needed two-thirds of MPs to support it, but it did not get that, particularly after the opposition Labour Party abstained. Boris Johnson was furious, criticising Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn for not supporting an election.
48 hours ago, he was leading the chance of stop the coup, let the people vote. Now he's saying stop the election and stop the people from voting. I think he has become the first, to my knowledge, the first leader of the opposition in the democratic history of our country to refuse the invitation to an election.
Jeremy Corbyn says he does want an election, but not until Brexit has been delayed to ensure a no deal doesn't happen on October 31st.
The offer of the election today is a bit like the offer of an apple to Snow White and the Wicked Queen, because what he's offering is not an apple or even an election, but the poison of a no deal.
Oh, fun in the House of Commons. Patrick Christie's is a journalist and political commentator based near the heart of the action in London at Love Sport Radio. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Keith. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Crazy week. It's been just crazy, hasn't it?
Exactly. We keep hearing every single week for about the last 3.5 years, I've heard this is an historic week in Parliament, and then it just seems to continuously outdo itself. But yes, we are approaching quite interesting times at the moment, though. Of course, it is unprecedented territory with a serving Prime Minister calling for a general election and the Leader of the Opposition refusing to give it to him. But of course, there's a lot more context to that as well, as you well know.
Mm-hmm. The UK Parliament approved a bill that would require Boris Johnson to ask the European Union for another Brexit delay, and that is likely to become law on Monday. Boris Johnson has repeatedly said that he would not ask for a delay, and he said he's not going to go to Brussels. In fact, his whole campaign has been centred on leaving the EU on October 31st. In his words, deal or no deal, come what may. So, I mean, what's his next move?
Well, Boris's PR for this writes itself, because that has been Boris's stance, and clearly that is what Boris wants. And any pretense, really, that Boris Johnson has been making any movements whatsoever to try and get a deal, I can categorically tell you are absolutely false. In fact, his negotiating team is half the size of that of Theresa May's, and we all know that they didn't exactly work wonders. Boris Johnson is looking as though he obviously does want a general election. His hands are tied now, and this is why his PR machine doesn't really have any work to do, because he has had the rug pulled under him in the sense that now he is not really going to be allowed to pursue a no deal. In fact, they're looking to make that illegal. He has wanted to get out by this October 31st deadline. Well, that is going to have to be delayed if things continue. And he has said, well, look, then give me a general election. Let's take this to the people. And Parliament failed to get the two-thirds majority that it would need for that. So in terms of him rallying his core base, that's already been done for him. But what can he do from now on? Well, look, he could just swallow this, and eventually when that October 31st deadline comes and goes and kind of parts his hair as it sails over his head, and he does eventually get to a position where he can call a general election that two-thirds of the majority of the House of Commons will go for, well, then that is when, if he wins, and he wins with a decent majority, which he may well do if the Brexit Party come on side, then he, using his majority that some people believe could be as high as 84, could end up just repealing everything that has been decided in recent weeks anyway. So, look, he still does have some cards to play, but his hand is looking pretty threadbare at the moment.
With this Brexit delay, don't the other EU member states have to approve it?
Well, yes, they do. And that's a very good point, which is that this seems to be taken for granted now, that the European Union simply would do that. I would assume that the European Union, who I think we can all agree would probably rather Britain stayed as some kind of relatively uncomfortable, annoying bedfellow than someone shouting at profanities at them from across the channel, they would be inclined, in my opinion anyway, to allow a delay. But the fact is, it's not just about Brussels on this. It's not just about what's going on in Parliament. The mood among the British people at any sniff of another delay is pretty catastrophic, to be perfectly honest with you. And frankly, we are starting to see these divisions really open up on the streets of Britain.
Yeah, people don't really seem to... I mean, people are fed up for a start. People don't really understand what is going on with all the procedures and all the little intricacies that's going on. And people just want some kind of closure, you know. But you mentioned that the Conservatives could have a majority of in the 80s, you said. You know, where does that leave the likes of Nigel Farage, who is waiting in the wings, trying to get involved somehow?
Well, it would only be with Nigel Farage that they could get that majority of, if you can believe the polls, around 84, which is because of this. Nigel Farage, is, as you rightly said, is waiting in the wings. In fact, he's been waiting in the wings for all of his political life for exactly a moment like this, where he is the one now with the leverage. Believe it or not, it is Nigel Farage's election, this, because he will only throw his weight behind Boris Johnson and the Conservative Party and do a deal if Boris, at an election, runs on a ticket of no deal, right? However, if Boris Johnson doesn't do that and still speaks about the fact that he wants a deal, then what Nigel Farage will do is stand up Brexit Party candidates in every single Conservative Party seat and split the vote. And what does that mean? Well, it hands the keys of Downing Street to Jeremy Corbyn with quite a stonking majority, actually, probably. And so Nigel Farage is the one holding the cards at the moment. Now, Boris Johnson can rightly now go to the public and say, well, look, I tried and the parliamentarians there didn't let me do it. And so realistically now, I will campaign on no deal. And if that is the case, what Nigel Farage does, and it's my understanding this is what he will do, is only stand up Brexit Party candidates in Labour seats in the north of England that voted for Brexit. And to put this into context, that's about 70%. Of Labour's seats in the north of England. And the Brexit Party is polling very well there, and there's every chance that they could get a huge number of MPs, and that could lead to Boris having a majority of 84.
Mm-hmm. Patrick, thank you.
Thank you.
Patrick Christies is a journalist and political commentator based in London at Love Sport Radio.